All 12 Houston, we show that you're coming up at about 1 nautical mile a second. You're really moving out.
Several craters in the middle. That's a beautiful crater.
give us some idea of the color, how would you just...
TV and I'll start.
How would you describe the color of my sea and the Sea of Tranquility for us so we'll know how accurate our TV color is?
Just seems a chalky gray to us.
Like Portland cement?
Pretty much. Is there anything else?
I want to know whether it's wet or dry.
That's my material. Come on, let's wet. Would you believe that?
No, that's probably not too bad a description. If you just threw some Portland cement down and threw water on it, varying amounts would be a little more moist than others, and I get the same idea looking down here.
Yeah, the wet part, of course, would be the darker marine material that's there. And it is light considerably by rills and craters and ejecta that's been taking place there. This gives a lighter texture, but basically you're getting the same material, I'm sure.
Hey, listen, tell us about those grooves and ridges you saw on the surface. Did you get any patterns out of those? Could you see those from orbit? Well, is that the subsolar
part? Don, and once we saw it.
Sorry to cut you off there.
Very bright impact crater, yeah. Also, the sea just to the south of that bright impact crater is the one that in the middle of it are two craters. One crater has a single ray that runs horizontally all the way through it. And the other crater has a single ray that just runs out one side of it. Very odd set of ray patterns there.
Roger.
I'd say, Don, you're asking about those lines. The ones we saw on the ground were very, very small, maybe an eighth of an inch. But there are definite patterns on the moon. I'm going to show you up at high latitudes right now. This is the monitor piece, so I can see if I'm pointing the right place. And I think you'll be able to see some lines that seem to run from the pole all the way down towards the
center of the moon.
Towards the equator. Let's see if I can get up in the right place. Are you able to see that, Don? It's right. It seems to emanate right from the pole region, right where the terminator strikes the pole, and then they seem to come down towards the Mare area. They seem to run in parallel lines from that point on down.
Roger, they just barely show up on our screen.
Get a look at the crater Tycho. That's pretty impressive because it's large and has a lot of rays. And it also has, although the rays at this particular sun angle aren't so visible, you can see it as large, one of the larger craters down in the southern part of the moon. Easily visible from Earth. Actually, one of the most visible from Earth.
Roger, we didn't know whether that was Tycho or whether that was a subsolar point.
No, that's Tycho. And also that crater just to the north of it, which I don't know the name of, is also a very bright crater. It appears very white in our little monitor room here.
Roger, we see it very clearly down here, too.
There you are.
Let's move it to that hatch one. That's a better one to see.
Looks okay. Stop. There you got it now.
That's a very impressive picture.
Okay, I got the monitor peak.
Okay, picture
a little bit higher.
A little bit higher. So that we could. I can't hold it any higher.
Okay.
This is the top of the window. Just maneuvered. So that
know, the most amazing thing is that you were just in orbit down there a few minutes ago.
More so to us than I'm sure to you, Don.
I'm sure that's true.
We're getting that sort of detached feeling, detached from the moon. Great, can you see this whole sphere now?
You're hanging up just a little bit of the south.
Yeah, it's in the, I just can't move the camera there in the window.
No, you're doing a great job.
Well, I keep the camera up and down the same way all the time. Like, that's about the most I can get in right now. And we're going so fast, though, that I think it'll all show up in there in a minute.
Oh, that's beautiful. We can see all the way, of course, to the western limb and the north terminator about halfway down to the south.
Say, are we coming out in the Earth Moon plane here? Are we going over the top or what? But we were just wondering. It's not obvious if we leave what we're doing. It's my guess would be we'd be coming right out along the equatorial plate, but what are we actually doing?
We'll get it for you this second. While we're getting that, since you're the international experts on lunar rock rolling, how does that work? Tell us what a rock looks like when it rolls down a lunar crater, since you did some of that on Earth.
Well, it goes very slowly. And I guess the impression you have, the same way as if you throw something up there, and we had occasion to throw some things away, they sort of move out, not too rapidly, but they just keep going. And that's exactly what happens when you roll a rock down the side of a crater. Once you get, it was hard to get them going. I was surprised. I think everybody had the idea up there that because you're in such light gravity, that things would roll down rather easily, and that really wasn't the case. Once you got it going, it just sort of went along in animated slow motion, but it kept going for a long, long time.
Do they bounce, or do they dig in, and do they go through the down the bottom?
Well, they bounce and slide a little bit of everything, just like they do on Earth, but just stretch it out. I was, I found that I couldn't walk. Wherever we went, we loped. And it just didn't seem natural not to lope. And but when you loop, it reminds me of these pictures, I've seen motion pictures of watching a giraffe run or something like that. That's just the feeling I had as I looped across, because I'd have to step out and then just sort of hold what I had till I came down. And that's the way Al and I moved around on the whole traverse.
Sounds like you're having a ball.
If you could pitch down the little board, how neat a lot.
Well, Al accused me of making him carry all the tools. Wound up with all the ones that I had too, and then I was just running around in front of the
crater. So the funny thing about moving around on the lunar surface, you put on this pressurized suit we wear, and you try to do it on Earth with even close to the weight you have on your back on the moon, and you get tired very rapidly from the walk, and you don't have to walk over a say, 200-300 yards, and you're ready for a rest. But on the moon, in the light gravity, with the same suit on, and the same weight, your legs never seem to get tired. Now, I guess when you're running up the side of a steep slope, you can do it, but just running around on level ground, you seem to assume some sort of a normal pace, and you're able to go for long distances without your legs getting tired. The suit doesn't always want to bend like you want to bend. For example, it bends pretty well at the knee, and it bends pretty well at the ankle, but it doesn't want to bend up near the thigh, the top of the thigh. So what happens is you tend to run with straight legs, land flat-footed, and then push off on your toes. And you think to yourself, well, I'm going to tire out my calves pretty soon because I'm not used to this sort of thing. But apparently, the force it takes to push off on your toes on the moon is much less than you just have when you walk or run on Earth, so your legs just don't seem to tire. You can move around rather easily, don't you think, Steve?
Yeah, I'd like to ask the doctors if I have any idea, but I'm sure that our heart rate stayed fairly low even when we were loping. I don't think we approached anywhere near the heart rates that we had in just our normal walkthroughs and practices in 1G back on Earth. And I agree with Al, you could go 8-9 hours out there and see what we had. The other thing that we did, which I think was kind of interesting, everybody got worried about falling over and going down slopes and things. And I fell over once up there, and there wasn't any big problem. And we just finally, to expedite things, we'd either just fall over on our face, pick up the rock, and give ourselves a one-handed push-up, or just get down on our knees and get whatever it was we used to pick up down there. So we picked up many rocks that were bigger than the tongs we'd pick up.
Roger, your heart rates were just about as expected, and the report is that you're just about in the Earth-Moon plane, just a very small bit out of the Earth-Moon plane, but almost coming straight home. Also, we are about to lose one of the satellites that's bringing this TV back to the States, so we're probably going to have to bid goodbye here fairly soon.
Okay. Why don't we just, we'll step inside for a second and say hello to everybody, and then you can set her off.
Very good. now we see Dick.
Hey, Donna. I understand your schedule around there quite a bit since we left last Friday. I was very sorry about that, but that can't be helped either.
No problem.
This boon is just as out at the middle of a big black void. And it doesn't seem like either we're separating from one another, but there just doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason why we are or why it's setting out there. All the time we were in like a orbit, we were discussing the fact how unreal it was, and it's amazing to us to fly around it. It just is to, when you just think about going to the moon, it is very, very unreal to be there.
You know, your pictures were absolutely fantastic, showing how fast you moved away from the moon. You really gave us a good picture of that.
Well, we're still doing it. It's really getting smaller. It's just sort of unreal to look at. It's almost like a photograph moving away from you. That seemed possible. It could be a whole sphere that you were orbiting a couple hours ago.
Well, when you first gave us a picture, you looked like you were very close to your orbital altitude, but by the time the picture went inside, it looked like about a basketball out at arm's length.
That's pretty good, because right now at arm's length, it's about 6 inches.
Tremendous.
Do they have any hack on a mid-course yet?
Yeah, it's extremely small, something like a third or a quarter of a foot, a third or a half foot per second.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
It was a very excellent burn. It's going to be a real small one.
Now I'll tell you, this is PSA, it's a real hummer.